For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Terry Nelson speaking on behalf of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Priorities. It should be apparent we will never arrest our way out of the drug war. However, we can treat our drug problem with education and medical treatment instead of incarceration. Our police should be focusing all their efforts on solving crimes against people, places, or things, and not chasing after nonviolent offenders. The DEA, a well-trained and funded investigative branch, should really be working against America's real enemies and not its citizens. Keep in mind that in 1913, there was not an illegal drug in this country, and we had approximately 1.3% of the population addicted to drugs. The Harrison Drug Act of 1914 was the beginning of illegal drugs. In 1972, when the war on drugs started, we had an estimated 1.3% of the population addicted. And the estimate is the same today, 1.3%. It's all about priorities. In the business sector, goals are set, plans developed, and results are expected. Let's assume that the goal is to win the war on drugs. If the plan does not deliver the intended results in a reasonable amount of time, say 5 years, the plan must be changed, right? I suspect that if the DEA was a private company, it would be bankrupt. More than three times its original staffing size, the DEA's budget is more than 28 times the original budget. Results? Statistics indicate more arrests each year, but no drop in availability of drugs. In fact, quite the opposite. Drugs are more available, higher purity, and easier to get than 30 years ago. Any logical measurement indicates that this is a losing effort, and that the vast sums of money, some estimate as high as $100 billion annually, and more than $1 trillion since DEA's inception, are being wasted implementing the failed public policy of prohibition. According to data on the DEA website comparing 1986 with 2005, arrests per agents are down. Costs per arrest are up. Nonviolent marijuana offenders incarcerated account for 81% of the people arrested. And in the past 5 years, there are almost twice as many meth lab incidents. Even though more and more resources are added each year, the drugs and associated violence increase annually. Dr. Milton Friedman, Nobel laureate, in an October interview indicated that as many as 10,000 deaths annually can be attributed to the war on drugs. A change of priorities is needed. We as a nation must develop an alternative strategy to deal with our drug problem. LEAP believes in a two-pronged approach. Legalize drugs, regulate the quality, and control their distribution. Spend funds on education and treatment. Dr. Friedman further stated in an open letter to President Bush that revenue from taxation of marijuana sales would range from $2.4 billion per year if marijuana were taxed like ordinary consumer goods to $6.2 billion if it were taxed like alcohol or tobacco. A program, the War on Drugs, with a stated goal of reducing crime, drug addiction, and juvenile drug use, has done the exact opposite. It's time for a change. Let's work together for a better future for ourselves and our children. This is Terry Nelson at www.leap.cc signing off.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.